Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another segment of Synapsison. Today, we're going to go over the second song in June called 1800. This is a pretty cool song. It's probably around the same time as Tired, I'd say. I remember making these at the same time, roughly. 2019, 2020, you know? This is also a song that I kind of had the first half of it, and then the second half took me a second just to get nailed down, you know. Cool song, nice, really, really weird sounds, you know. I called it 1800 because that's 280's favorite tequila, 1800, Reposado. So that's why I called it that. The cover is picture that he took, 280 took, of a mural. It's like a mural, a woman in our hometown in Waynesboro. It's on the side of a building. I guess it's an abandoned building, old factory or mill or something like that. But cool thing. I love that feature of our town. So why not use it, you know? Let's get into the lyrics. The hook, it changes throughout the song. You know, I talk about like Ricky's been sipping on 1800 in this first one, and then in the second one I say I don't sip no 1800. But Rick been sipping on 1800, I get to running like it's nothing. Why everybody gotta say something? Why everybody and their mama gotta say something? So this was through COVID, I do remember, because everybody was saying stuff about everything that was happening, and sometimes people just need to shut the fuck up. We don't need to hear what you guys say, you know. It doesn't matter. Like, if people are dying, don't bring up some dumb shit, you know, calling it fake or like not real. It's fucked up. Why can't you just leave it alone? Why can't you just stay in your zone? Everybody got the same 24 hours. Rest in peace to the Mamba and his daughter. Yes, I remember. This was not very long after that happened. I was recording this, COVID happened February, March of 2020. He died in January. So yeah. Yeah, man. Rest in peace to Kobe and his daughter. Death's not fair. Life's not fair. That's why before you die, you gotta work harder, you know? He don't care, she don't care, till you work hard enough to be a starter, you know? Got money coming in, got respect coming in, then they base your human worth off dollars and cents. Ain't that some shit? So, when I was writing those lines, I was thinking of Kobe, you know, he don't care, she don't care, till you work hard enough to be a starter. People usually don't. They're not gonna pay attention to you until you are in the game, you know, until you're playing and actually have drive or motivation or even just working hard enough to get where you wanna be, you know, in position for opportunity, right? So the next hook, I don't sip no 1800. I used to not drink at all before I became a bartender here. I mean, I would drink every once in a while, but it wouldn't be, you know, consistent. I didn't understand, you know, like, I had to learn a lot about beer and alcohol as a bartender, you know, just to understand and get where my customer's coming from, you know, sometimes. So I don't sip no 1800. I get to running like it's nothing. Why everybody gotta say something? Why everybody and their mama gotta say something? Why can't you actually say something, right? And then I believe the beat kind of changes. I believe the beat kind of changes, and that's why I say the hook again. I don't sip no 1800. I get to running like it's nothing. Why everybody and their mama gotta say something? Why do I feel like I can actually say something? That's how I ended the third hook off, I guess. Maybe because my mama told me that. Maybe at 16, I had a Cadillac. That was true. Maybe some people told me that I changed their life. Maybe some people told me that I changed their life. My mama calls me her son because I'm so bright. She said, as soon as I was born, she saw the light. Grew my hair out, called me Jesus. I remember sitting in the bleachers. I will never affiliate with no leeches. I will never affiliate with no leeches. I don't sip no 1800. I get to running like it's nothing. Why everybody gotta say something? Say something. Why everybody and their mama gotta say something? Sometimes it's better to not say anything, right? But that's why I make music, I think, is because I've had so much to say for so long that I didn't know how else to say it. You know, maybe we can just learn from other people instead of talking over them, you know. So that's the song, but the outro of this song is honestly one of my favorite things that I've ever done, almost ever done. Just the very end is very, you know, dry and kind of like scary a little bit. Ricky was listening to a lot of, or watching a lot of Halloween, you know, the movies, Michael Myers Halloween movies. So like, I love that, like, ding, 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 ding. It's like they're creeping up behind you or something, you know? And so that's why I say, like, look back, don't hide. Look back, don't hide in the outro. And I would like to make the outro of this song like its own song, kind of, just with that vibe and, you know, cadence and whatnot, because I really love the end of this song. So listen to it, let me know what you think, and thank you for watching. I'll see you when I see you.